Good morning. Our reading today is John chapter 4, verses 1 to 26. Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshippers must worship in the Spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one you speak to, I am he." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It's a great joy to be sharing with you at Christ the King. I want to say a thank you to Reverend Dr. Rob Bewley for his kind invitation. My name is Bishop Mike Royal, and I'm a Pentecostal bishop based in Birmingham and also the co-CEO of Cinnamon Network UK, a charity helping churches with their community engagement. And this morning I'm going to share some thoughts on emerging from an epidemic of discrimination. I'm going to centre my thoughts around Jesus's encounter with the woman at the well. I'm going to begin by reading some additional verses at the end of that story. John chapter 4 and verse 39 to 42. "Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, 'We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the saviour of the world.'" I love the story of the woman at the well. Jesus meets this woman in Samaria at the well. and it was a late hour, it was hot, and he asks her, give me something to drink. And she questions why he's speaking to her, but also why he hasn't got anything to draw water with. And then Jesus begins to speak to her about living water, offering her not just water that will quench the thirst for the moment, but living water that will spring up inside her to eternal life. The conversation continues, and there is this moment where they get into a theological debate about where to worship and where not to worship. And Jesus, of course, challenges her to go and bring her husband. And I love that theological debate that they have. Jesus says to the Samaritan woman, he says, listen, you know very little about what you should be worshipping. And he goes on to say, we Jews know who we worship. But he says a time is coming when true worshippers will stand and worship in spirit and in truth. And I just think that that is a wonderful conversation that we can learn some things from. And so the first thing I want to say is this. Jesus crosses borders to meet the woman at the well. My South Asian theological colleagues would say that this Samaritan woman was a West Asian woman. She was a woman of West Asian descent. And Jesus meeting her at the well not only crosses a racial barrier, but he also crosses a gender barrier as well as a religious barrier as well. He crosses the border. God is calling us to be people who will cross the border, people who will cross over the road and seek to meet other. It's very easy, isn't it, to meet those who look like ourselves. But let's be reminded what Jesus said about who our neighbours are. When he speaks of the parable of the Good Samaritan, our neighbour is not the person that looks like us, but it's the person from a completely different culture, from a completely different background, who may well be in need of our help and our support. Jesus crosses that border and he calls us to do the same. One of the things that I've found over the last few months, particularly in the light of the Black Lives Matter campaign, and I've been one of those who have been on the street and have sought to be a voice saying that all lives will matter when black lives matter. But I've watched people really make a journey from a place of not understanding other cultures to actually beginning to listen to voices that they've never listened to before, to enter into conversations with people that they've never had conversations before, to understand their plight and the issues of marginalisation and oppression that they face. And I'd like to think that as Jesus enters into conversation with this woman, he is endearing himself to her in the way as he seeks to understand something of her background and her culture. So Jesus, first, he crosses a border, but secondly, he humanizes this woman. In the Eastern Orthodox Church, she is actually known as a saint, Saint Fotina. And Saint Fotina is an evangelist because, of course, we know later on that Jesus, as we've just read, actually has an opportunity to reap a great harvest in Fotina's town. When we spend time with people who are other, suddenly they are no longer other. Suddenly they are humanized. Suddenly we understand that they are flesh and blood, just like us. And I think there's an encouragement and a call to the people of God to spend time with others, to go out of our way to spend time with others so that we can really immerse ourselves in their culture. Actually, Jesus does that. And that for me really leads me on to the third point I want to make here. Jesus spends 2 days in that town. In fact, that whole mission begins by the woman leaving her water jar. Water, of course, was absolutely essential to life. But she leaves her water jar to run back to her village, to lead people out to meet the Messiah. So impacted she was by the conversation that she had had with Jesus. And that then means that there is an invitation for Jesus to come and to live among the community of that Samaritan town. And Jesus stays there for 2 days. And his disciples, when they arrive, well, firstly, they can't understand why he is speaking to this woman. But rather than ask, they are just kind of shocked. And Jesus uses the moment as a teaching moment. And he begins to teach them about planting and harvesting. And he actually says to them, look, many will plant, but you will come and you will harvest. But the reason for the harvest is this, is that actually Jesus went out of his way to meet a group of people that his culture says you shouldn't meet with. And I believe that Jesus's action opens the door for others to harvest. It opens the door for his disciples to reap a harvest. Jesus was a trailblazer that opened the door for others to reap that harvest. And I want to say this morning that God is calling us, perhaps he is calling us, each one, to be a trailblazer. Someone that will open the doors so that other people may understand other cultures, may understand the asylum seeker, may understand the refugee, may understand the person of Asian descent, may understand a person from one of the countries in Africa or in the Caribbean. God wants us to have that open heart and mind to understand those cultures. And as we do, we will find ourselves planting and harvesting in those communities. And not only will those communities be changed, but our lives will be changed as well. Because you see, in mission, everyone gets transformed. The woman was transformed. Her village was transformed. Jesus' disciples were transformed. This is the dance that God wants to take us on in this moment. I want to encourage you over the next days to go back and to read the story of Jesus meeting the woman at the well in John chapter 4, to reflect on it, to pray, and to just allow the Holy Spirit to speak into your heart. I've shared how God has spoken into my heart through this scripture, how God calls us to cross the border and to meet other, how God calls us to humanize those who others would dehumanize, how God calls us to be a trailblazer that will open the door for others to both plant and to harvest. Thank you for listening. God bless you. I'm going to pray now at the end of this talk. Father, I just want to thank you for every person listening this morning. Holy Spirit, I ask and pray that you will soften our hearts. Soften our hearts to the stranger. Soften our hearts to those who are other. Soften our hearts to the refugee, to the asylum seeker, to the outsider. And help us, Lord, to understand that you call us to cross over the road, to humanize the dehumanized and the rejected, and to be a trailblazer that enables the work of God to be planted and harvested in lives and communities that previously we have never reached. Lord, we hear your call on our lives. We hear that call that says, follow me. And Lord, in obedience, we follow after you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God bless you and thank you.